Martin Spinelli remembers that beautiful sunny morning in England 7 years ago when he was on a business trip.
Two police officers tracked me down in my hotel, in the lobby of my hotel. And I knew something was wrong right away because they couldn't look me in the eye. They were very nervous. And they lacked that swagger that I'm used to seeing in police officers.
They told him his wife had been killed instantly when the car she was driving was rear-ended by a truck driver who fell asleep at the wheel. The couple's 4-year-old son was near death in a London hospital. And Spinelli says in that instant, it all became quite clear.
I had a really high-flying career. I was very proud of what I was doing. I had my own work broadcast on stations around the world. I had an archive at a university collecting all my work. I was proud of my accomplishments and really into my career. And I was always chasing the next line on my resume. But I wasn't really happy. I wasn't really content. I was restless until those months in the hospital when I figured out what I was really meant to be doing, which was being the best possible dad I could be.
Spinelli relates his son Leo's recovery in the book After the Crash, which outlines the events of that day in surprising detail.
Down to the cracking paint on the door of the police helicopter station in London on that day. I remember everything in absolutely stark detail. It was burned into my mind and I'll never forget it.
It started out as a blog to keep relatives, friends, and well-wishers informed of Leo's progress during his 3-month stay in the hospital. The blog had 80,000 visitors a month at one point.
The process of writing the book is in a way me working through my grief. Grief that I deferred when I was working so intensely on Leo's recovery. It turns out a lot of people, when they read it, they say, wow, you know, I didn't expect it to be a love story. And it is. I mean, a lot of it is about my relationship with Sasha, even after she died.
While working through his grief, Spinelli also found forgiveness for the truck driver who was sentenced to prison for causing the crash. In fact, Spinelli wrote a letter to tell him just that, but the man had been deported and couldn't be found. So he included the letter in the book.
My hope is that maybe one day he'll come across it and know that I'm not angry with him and that maybe he can put behind some guilt.
In After the Crash, Spinelli wants to share with readers that life can go on, albeit as a new normal.
It was a way of trying to help people maybe who are going through similar things, to maybe invite people to think that a tragedy might have happened, but maybe there's an opportunity in it to come out of it a different person, and maybe that's a good thing.
Spinelli says his son is now a happy 11-year-old who has lots of friends, plays music and sports, and is getting ready to enter middle school. However, Leo still has mental and physical scars from that sunny September day 7 years ago. I'm Beverly Amsler.